506, authorize the city attorney to make application for the city to peer amicus curiae in Lake Oswego Preservation Society versus City of Lake Oswego in support of clarifying Oregon's owner consent law to retain designated historic resources.
Could I just ask a question to Commissioner Novick, who is formerly a Justice Department lawyer and is fluent in Latin and Greek? Steve, would you pronounce the operative term again on friend of the court?
Well, what I was told in Latin class is that nobody actually knows how they pronounced anything. So I think that people now say amicus curiae, but that's just a guess.
Good enough for me. Mr. Burns, welcome.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, member of the council. My name is Al Burns. I'm a planner with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. We are asking for a resolution that gives the council's permission to participate as a friend of the court before a case that's coming before the Oregon Supreme Court. It's an important historic preservation case. It concerns Oregon's owner consent law. In 1995, the Oregon legislature changed state land use law. And from that date forward, a city or a county could not designate a property as historic unless they had that owner's permission. That same legislature made a provision for people that had already been designated that if that designation had been imposed on them, they could request the designation be removed, and the city or county would have no choice other than to remove that historic designation. A recent case in the city of Lake Oswego, they removed a designation on the Carmen House that on the request of a present owner, not the original owner. That was contrary to how the city of Portland understood the law. We thought that an owner that bought an existing historic property with open eyes could not ask for that designation to be removed. That case went to the Land Use Board of Appeals. The board remanded to the city. They agreed with our position. When the case got to the Court of Appeals reversed the Land Use Board of Appeals and said that a current owner could ask for a designation to be removed if a previous owner had objected and perhaps even more problematically had never been asked. So this decision, if it's affirmed by the Oregon Supreme Court, puts about 1,700 Portland local landmarks designations at risk of having their designations removed. It's a significant case, and that's why we're asking for the council's permission to participate as a friend of the court. What loss of designation would mean that these properties would no longer be subject to historic design review or 120-day demolition delay. Thanks.
Potentially a big deal. Yeah, thank you. Questions for Al? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
We had three sign up: Charles Johnson, Brandon Spencer Haar, Fred Leeson.
Come on up. Okay, Mr. Johnson, you're on first.
Thank you, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I want to thank you for helping the City Attorney's Office refocus on issues that really matter to the citizens. As you know, we often berate you for your appeal decision regarding Judge Simon and this United States of America versus City of Portland and Portland Police abuse of mental health people. So I'm glad to see that other people who have signed up here and will more cogently tell you hopefully why it is important that you let the city attorney be amicus on this so that we can protect historic structures, and hopefully it will even bite you in the butt about the reservoir. Thank you.
Mayor Hales, commissioners, my name is Brandon Spencer Hartle. I manage education and advocacy for the statewide nonprofit Restore Oregon. Restore Oregon has been involved with this case since before it went to the Lake Oswego Historic Review Board, so about 2 years. We've been working with Carrie Richter of the law firm Garvey Schubert Bearer on filing as an amicus party in this case, and Carrie is here if you have additional questions about the specifics of the case. We've been really pleased with Council's recent engagement on historic preservation issues, specifically changes to Title 24 regarding demolition codes for non-designated historic resources. Today we're here to talk about a court case related to historic resources protected by Portland's zoning code, which is different than those covered under Title 24 that you heard a couple of months ago. The Lake Oswego case concerns the following historic resources here in the city of Portland. local landmarks, conservation landmarks, contributing buildings and conservation districts, and properties listed in the historic resource inventory. Historic preservation protections for these resources are outlined in the zoning code, and primarily those resources are afforded a 120-day demolition delay, both in the zoning code and by state law, to ensure adequate opportunity for the community to find alternatives to demolition, such as relocation, partial salvage, or a sale to a preservation-friendly buyer. Our analysis finds that there are approximately 3,000 properties in Portland that have been designated with one of these local designations. I know that the city attorney found that it was about 1,700. But previous to February's Court of Appeals decision, it was held that unless the property owner at the time of designation objected to listing, the designation would maintain with the property. Using the available sale data and the time that we've had, we estimate that there are over 75% of these locally designated resources that have changed hands since the time of their designations. So those are the properties this case specifically concerns. The City of Portland's participation in this case will go a long way in helping us maintain our existing historic resources and the protections granted to them by the zoning code. And I also wanted to say, in performing our research for this case, we believe there are opportunities for the city to better protect our local historic resources while the court considers this case. Should you vote today to support the resolution in front of you, I'll follow up with each of your offices, the Landmarks Commission, and the staff at BDS and BPS with legally defensible recommendations on how we protect local historic resources while the court considers this case. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Fred Leeson, Board President of Bosco Milligan Foundation and its Architectural Heritage Center at 701 Southeast Grand. I'm pleased to tell you I'm not running for president. We're appreciative that Mayor Hales brought this issue to the council, and we urge you to approve it. I think the resolution itself speaks with admirable clarity, so I'm not going to belabor the facts of it. The underlying importance is that our historic buildings and places are vital elements in making our city a special place. The city and our future are diminished when we lose them. I'm reminded of a quotation from my favorite historian, Daniel J. Boorstin, who once wrote, "When any place becomes more like every place, it became hard to believe that any place was special." We believe that Portland's voice needs to be here to help us maintain our special place. We had the option today of inviting a whole bunch of other people who were willing to lecture on this topic, but our board felt that that was not necessary. We didn't need to badger you unnecessarily because we like to think you're going to do the right thing, and I'm sure you will. Thanks.
Thank you all.
How sure. Refreshing.
And, you know, if you did
don't disappoint us.
If you ran for president, you might get some support around
you. I doubt.
Anyone Thanks. Else want to speak on this item? Okay. Okay, then let's take a roll call vote, please, on the resolution.
Fish.
Aye.
Goffman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Obviously, this is a very important issue, and I'm pleased the city will be weighing in with the Supreme Court, thanks to the city attorney's office. And let's hope they do the right thing. It would make it pretty meaningless to have a historic designation if it can be taken off at any time. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, thank you all, and thank Al Burns and others who've brought this forward from the Bureau as well as people in the community that care about this. You know, Nancy and I live in an old house. It was built in 1930. We believe we have fundamental property rights that go along with owning a piece of real estate, but we also have a community responsibility when you own an old building to take good care of it for the sake of the community. Our house doesn't happen to be on the landmarks list, but even without that designation, I think any of us that own a building that is historic have that responsibility. And if it's a designated landmark where the community has gone through a legislative process and designated it as a landmark, even more so. And that's what we try to do in our regulations, is strike a balance between that fundamental property right and that stewardship responsibility that goes with a historic landmark. So I think it's really important that we maintain the community's ability to have that authority and exercise it responsibly. We are in a somewhat unusual situation in this case in that we are taking the position of the Lake Oswego Historic Preservation Society and opposing the position of the city of Lake Oswego. However, I've talked to Kent Studebaker, the mayor of Lake Oswego, about this issue, and he is not particularly aggrieved if the city of Portland does this today. So it's always important, if we don't agree with our neighbors, to at least talk with them, and I did so, and it should not dissuade us from proceeding in this case. So thank you all. Aye. Okay, 507.